From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Taiwan strengthens ties with Caribbean nations through a visit by Haiti's president. Trinidad unions told to become less reliant on government subsidies, and the Antiguan government could face a large bill for the llamas they're looking after.
We have been told, verbally by one of the representatives that they're going to sue us.
You're listening to BBC Caribbean Report. President Prosper Avril of Haiti is on his first visit outside the country since assuming power. He's visiting Taiwan, where it's thought he's seeking financial aid from the Taiwanese government, who are eager to strengthen ties with Caribbean nations. Bob King sends this report from Taipei.
Taiwan will formalize a new agreement on economic cooperation with Haiti at the end of a five-day visit by Haiti President Prosper Avril, the foreign ministry said. The Taiwan assistance to Haiti, involving mostly agricultural technology and expertise, will further strengthen ties between the two nations, the Taipei government hopes. During the first visit by a foreign head of state this year, Mr. Avril has already met with Taiwan's president, Mr. Li Denghui, and on Friday toured major industrial complexes and a defense academy in southern Taiwan. Mr. Avril is scheduled to meet with Taiwan's premier, Mr. Li Huan, on Saturday before signing a joint communique on economic cooperation with President Li on Sunday. Then Mr. Avril will depart for Haiti, the ministry said. Taiwan is treating Mr. Avril's visit as a normal one by a head of state. President Li has conferred a prestigious award on the Haitian president, but even that is not unusual for a visiting head of state. Instead, the foreign ministry said, Taiwan intends to concentrate on helping Haiti develop its economy and trade, and especially in agriculture, possibly as a mirror of Taiwan's own experience in economic development. The ministry emphasized that Taiwan does not plan to offer Haiti direct financial assistance. Rather, a spokesman said, the agreement to be signed Sunday covers the continuation of advisory missions to the Caribbean nation.
Trade unions in Trinidad have condemned the government's retrenchment in transport services as illegal and not making economic sense. Ira Mathur reports from Port of Spain.
The rally protested the retrenchment of some 554 workers from the government-subsidized Public Transport Service Corporation and 145 daily paid workers from the Water and Sewerage Authority. James Jones, vice president of the Transport and Industrial Workers Union, said the Transport Corporation's action contravenes industrial relations law of the land and was essentially not even economically justifiable.
It may not be cheaper to contract at all because we had been meeting with the corporation in what you call an improvement committee, in the improvement committees with the management. There we were discussing and cutting out the whole question of contract. And arising out of the cutting out of contract, the corporation has been able to save millions of dollars.
This allegation was refuted by Tracy Wilson, spokesman for the PTSC, who said the service was overstaffed and added the corporation was forced to become cost-effective as the government lowered its subsidies.
Frankly, if the corporation has to maintain the workforce at the 3100 level, it means that with reduction in subventions from the government and with our decreasing revenue base because our fleet is not as large as it used to be, then what is likely to happen is that the corporation will run out of revenues by the third quarter of this year.
Mr. Jones, however, maintains that the government is bent on implementing IMF policy, which has aggravated the bad industrial relations climate and brought hundreds of workers and their families and dependents to a state of destitution.
Ira Mathur reporting from Port of Spain. On the financial markets in London today, a strong pound ended 140 points higher against the dollar to close at $1.67.15. Gold bullion closed 5.25 higher at $417.75 an ounce. Among the soft commodities all in tons, March sugar was 4.8 higher at $325. March coffee was 20 lower at £608.5, and March cocoa was unchanged at £641.5. As coffee prices reach fresh lows, analysts predict that the future ahead in the long term looks very bleak for producers. I asked Rob De Jong of ED&F Man if there would be any improvement perhaps in the short term.
And one would expect the coffee prices for mild producers or Central American producers out of the Caribbean sector to be able to fetch a price which will be anywhere between 90 cents to a dollar. But this will be very short term, might only be there for 2 or 3 months. And then unfortunately, as the new crops start coming off again, also in the Arabica sector, without an ICO,